stand for God, you're a true man, and you're a true woman that does it also. So nothing ticks me off more than to see the left out here trying to do the crap that they try to do every day, and the incredible, awful news media that we have in America that tries to push every kind of agenda that they can push out there that's bad. So if there's something that's bad, let me tell you something, they're going to do it. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, Coleman, it's almost October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplace. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it. Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatlets, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group Round 2 at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Hey, with me, Pastor Derek Sherrill, New Life Church of Arab. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, look, I mean, you are hanging out with some rough company over here. I mean,
you know, God calls us for a reason, right?
He's used to it.
Oh, Lord. I hope you keep him straight, Pastor.
I'm very proud of him. He's good, doing a good job
good,
for us.
Good. Let me tell you something. His wife is a one mean cook.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, she tells me, she says, if you have a skinny pastor, you're doing something wrong.
Exactly. Look, I can remember when I was a child, okay, I was born in a little town called East Chicago, Indiana, which is right on the Illinois, Indiana state line. So, you know, when we were in church, when I was a little toddler, when I was 5, 6 years old, we went to a Pentecostal church, okay? Mm-hmm. Look, even as a kid, I was scared, okay? Everybody up running around screaming. Look, I was scared as a little kid. I ain't lying. But, you know, usually the pastor would come over our house a lot of Sundays. And, look, this was the ritual, okay? So the pastor would come over. My dad would buy, like, KFC, because KFC was a thing back in the early 70s, okay? I mean, seriously, that was the thing. So pastor and the wife and the family would come over and eat with us. And pastor would look, they would, A, get on the couch, B, take a bedroom. They'd go in there and take a nap after they got done eating. And they would literally hang out for 2 or 3 hours, you know, and talk and, yeah, take a nap. And then we'd get up and go back to church Sunday night.
That's it. I think the first time I went to a Pentecostal church, I was 3 days old. I was raised in a Pentecostal church.
Was you really?
Yeah. And I know all the Pentecostal jokes and the preacher jokes. My dad's a pastor.
Is he really? My
uncle's a pastor. I got two brothers that are pastors. I got a first cousin that I grew up with. It's a international evangelist.
How about that? You're
all just pretty busy in ministry stuff.
So, of course, I've not really ever told many people this, but, you know, I've always thought in the back of my mind that I wanted to be an international evangelist and to go, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. Can you believe what she's talking about me, Pastor?
I can't even believe it.
But I'm serious. I mean, that in my early life, that's what I thought that I might have a calling for. Of course, I never done it. I went to work. But, you know, I just think it would be such fulfilling for your soul to go out and spread the word to people that don't even know it.
Well, I really enjoy ministry. And we travel. My wife and I travel and evangelize around the United States. And for several years, then I was a youth pastor for a while. And then I was an assistant pastor for a while. And I worked in some church administration for a while. And then it came about to where the opportunity came up in Arab, which we had traveled through there and preached as evangelists several times. As a matter of fact, this month, last year, we started a revival there, and we never left.
How about that?
And by January, we were voted in as pastors of the church, and the rest is history.
Wow.
We're making history. Yeah.
So where are you originally from?
I grew up on the other side of Moulton, out in a little country town called Hatton.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I still live there.
Do you really?
I drive an hour and 15 minutes one way to every service. I have a son that's a senior in high school, so right now we're trying to get him through that process,
right,
and then we're going to relocate.
And you're going to move to Arab?
Yeah.
So I drive through Arab every day, every evening. You know, and it's such a quaint little town.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just looks like a nice place to live.
It is.
I mean, it really does.
It is.
So I just love that little place. So tell me what's going on at New Life.
We are just experiencing great growth. As a matter of fact, when we got to we started around New Life, there was probably between 50 and 60 people there when we got there. The last two Sundays in a row, we've been up to 116. That's since the last Sunday of January.
So you have doubled.
And so we're experiencing growth, but more than numerical growth, it's like the favor of God has set in on our congregation, and people are just experiencing personal landmarks with God. And you've heard Chris's testimony of how that God had spoke to him. And I kind of set him up for that. He didn't know what was going on, but I felt when I first started being around him, I could feel there was something very special about his family. And I knew some of the areas that he was operating in. And so I'm like, okay, you don't go tell this guy that he should change his music style.
Right.
And just, you know. So I started putting him in God's path. So I invited him to play with our praise team. So he started playing, and then one Sunday I invited him to sing a special song before service. And while he was singing that day, I was saying, God sick him. God sick him. And the Spirit of God sat on that place that day. I mean, not just him, but the whole congregation. And I watched the revelation when it hit him. I could see it. His wife came up to me after church and was, man, there was just something powerful. And I said, well, let God work. And I think the next day I got a phone call from Brother Greer and said, I need to talk to you. And so now he's receiving opportunities to further the kingdom of God and be a great example and have, spread his testimony. So there's a lot of good things that are happening as far as individuals. And he's just one of the many stories that we have. Just it's mind blowing, but we should really expect that from the power of God when people are in his presence, you know.
You know, and what I think that people should know, non-believers and even believers, as big as this world is, and as many people as it is in this world, he knows each and every one of us.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a love for us that is unbelievable.
Right.
More than we can even acknowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that we've come to a time that we see what the world that we live in right now. And let me tell you something. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy from 10 years ago. It's crazy from 50 years ago. But when God is ready to put himself upon you, because there are so many lost people out there, and they don't know the glory that he has.
Right.
You know, and for him to release himself on some of these people and show them. And let me tell you something. Until you have experienced the Lord dealing with you and showing you some love and just getting in your life, it's exciting.
Right.
But unfortunately, so many people have not experienced that yet. Right. But I believe as time goes by that that's what's going on. Because there's so many lost people out there that's looking for something, because they have been in this lifestyle for so long, and they're stagnant. I mean, and they're literally asking themselves every day, "What's next?"
Right?
There's got to be something better.
Well, and according to the Word of God, if you go back and look at the time that we are, I believe that we're living in now. The Bible speaks of a great outpouring of His Spirit, which lets me know something's got to happen to cause people to be more hungry and more sensitive. And I think we're getting that sensitivity back. There's a lot of people that are still nonchalantly just living their lives, you know, que sera, sera. But there is a sensitivity, I feel like, that is going. I don't know of a service that we've had in the past 4 months, maybe 5 months, that we have not had a new visitor that comes in. And And a lot of times they become fixtures there.
Right.
And it's not because of me, and it's not because of my personality. Now, I'm following God, and I'm sharing the word that God delivers. But I think it's because God is sending out a calling. You know, the Bible says you can't come to him unless he first calls you. And I feel like there's a calling that's being sent out, especially to the Gentiles. You know, I believe that there is a calling that's going out. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. I'm glad that I'm full of His Spirit. I'm glad that that I know Him, and I'm glad I experienced Him at a young age.
Right.
At a young age.
And that's me. You know, I'm so blessed that my parents raised me in church, and because there's a lot of kids that never have that opportunity.
Right.
And so I was blessed in my life, my entire time that I grew up, and actually when I accepted Christ for the first time, I was 16 years old at Coleman High School football stadium with a pastor named Jay Strake. And I gave my life to Christ, and I will never forget that night for the rest of my life.
Right.
Never will I forget it. And it was just incredible, you know, and even though it's crazy that we live our lives, most of us, me, on Facebook, you know, I mean, I've seen some of my friends on Facebook that's just got some incredible lives. I'm like, phew, man, I'm shaking my head every day. You know, me wanting to speak to them, you know, there's just something a little bit better for you out there if you would just know it.
Right.
And for a few of them, out of the blue recently, publicly said, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm thinking, that's incredible, you know, because I never thought that you would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know what? For me to examine their life and to see how hard it was on them every day, they were at that point, like I said, there's got to be something better.
Yeah.
And they finally accepted to go that route, which is the only route to go.
Right.
I mean, I just can't imagine living a life, you know, not ever knowing God.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not one to judge nobody, okay? I'm not going to judge. I will state facts.
Right.
So let me say it. I will state facts, but I'm not going to judge you. And, you know, it's just incredible for me to see some of the people to live their life like they have and never even acknowledge God.
Right.
And it just tears me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so involved in church all of my life. I started going to youth camps, you know, at 8 years old. Me and my wife met at a youth camp. We dated going to church. I mean, everything about my life has revolved around church. And so a lot of times, and I'll be honest, a lot of times when I talk to people, sometimes you forget that not everybody had that privilege.
Exactly.
And so you have to be very sensitive.
Exactly.
And loving in sharing the things that I take for granted that I've known all my life.
Exactly.
That it's brand new.
Exactly.
You know, and so that's the other part of pastoring and ministering that God is trying to help knock some of those burrs off of me, because you know sometimes you just take for granted that people know what you know, and
right, and they don't, and
right.
and especially you know somebody that just gave their life to Christ, they
right.
don't know anything,
right?
And you know they're an infant,
yes, sir.
So you know, as we are in His church, you know we need to help them grow.
That's it,
and
that's our job, yes, sir.
So, and I know it's got to be tough for people that just gave their life to Christ. You know, what do I do? You know,
well,
am I living my life different? I mean, I need to know what. You
right,
know.
And the true, and we mentioned a few weeks ago when we were here, but true repentance is a change. It's a lifestyle change. It's me moving one direction in my sinful nature and allowing God to take care of that and clean it up, and me turn and walk away from that sinful nature.
Right.
And that's a process.
It is.
It is a process, because the Bible even lets us know that the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so as
exactly.
long as we are robed in these earthen vessels, these fleshly bodies, we're going to deal with ups and downs and failures. And I mentioned it last night when it gives the illustration in the Bible. It talks about the 99 sheep and the one that was lost, and he went and found the one that was lost. And it comes back and it says that he rejoiced when he brought it back. And it goes on and says, and all of heaven rejoices over one sinner that repenteth, and it has ETH at the end of it. And that ETH lets us know that it's a continual process. So
right.
So repentance is not a one-time thing. It's a process. But then it says, heaven rejoices over one that continually repents, over the 99 just, or the people that seem to have it all together.
Right.
So as long as I'm trying, and I'm putting forth that effort, I may stub my toe and I may fall down, but as long as I am repenting and I'm trying to live that repented lifestyle, then heaven rejoices, because we are following that process of repentance. And then we grow from stage to stage. We get stronger and stronger in God.
Let me tell you something. I have repented many times, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm 51 years old and I have repented many times, but I know ultimately, you know, I know,
yeah.
you know, and to know what it's going to be like to be in His paradise
yeah.
is just overwhelming. I have read so many books and studied, you know, end times. I have studied books where people have supposedly passed and went on and came back,
mm-hmm.
and which were really great books that I read. And so for these people to tell what they experienced, supposedly,
yeah.
okay, I'll say that, in heaven is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and so for me to look at that and to read it and just to rejoice from that, you know.
Yeah, and think about how good that sounds, but then Scripture tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that He's going to prepare for the church.
Can you just imagine?
So you can't. We can't even tap into it.
I know. I mean, that's what's so incredible. We think, you know, we can. Or I think I know how, and I really don't.
Right.
Because it's that much bigger.
That's it.
Man, what a good God we serve.
That's right. Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. I am so thankful for Jesus. It's just unbelievable.
Me too.
You know, I needed that. I needed my sins forgiven, and I need it all the time.
Yeah.
So coming up next, Christopher Greer is going to break out that guitar, and he's going to do a few songs for us. And then we're going to let the pastor lead us out in prayer at the end of the show. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Coleman's Independent Radio.
Attention Coleman business owners, you are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, Coleman, it's almost October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplatz. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it, Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatlets, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Look, I wish you would just break out into that. I swear I do.
You know one day I will.
I love Jesus, but I love the Rolling Stones too.
I have to admit today today when I was cooking pita bread, the Pandora radio was on and it was on the Rolling Stones channel.
Oh man, I can't help it. I just love the Rolling Stones. I saw them in 1992. I'm sorry. 1994 Legion Field, and I have the absolute worst seats. I was on the other end of the stadium, on the very top seat. I swear, I'm not kidding. And it was it was one of the most incredible shows I've ever seen in my life. Of course, it was called the Voodoo Lounge Tour.
Yep.
And it was incredible, you know, for me to see the Rolling Stones. So prior to me going to the concert, I'm telling my sweet grandma that's in heaven right now, and she says, "Well, Daryl, I saw the Rolling Stones in 1969 in Birmingham." I said, "Grandma, really?" She's like, "Oh, yeah, and it was great." How about that?
That's a band that I wish I could have seen, but I never have the opportunity to. Like, when they were touring
I didn't really have the funds to go to a stone right. show because it's not cheap. And now that I do, it's like, well, they're not touring anymore because they're old.
They're incredible.
But God, man, such good music.
But look, even back then, you know, I still say Mick Jagger was old, and he was running all over that stage. It was just incredible. So what was really funny, the next day, the Birmingham News done a news article on the show and said, well, there was 45,000, taking a guess, I don't know what it was, in attendance, and 40,000 of them was smoking marijuana. And it was the truth. I mean, look, there was cops everywhere, okay?
Everywhere. Just give up.
Yes, look, they didn't even say nothing. Everybody was smoking their pot, and nobody said nothing. And I'm like, well, okay. That's Birmingham for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, once I get on the Rolling Stones, I just kind of get sideways.
Way back in the day, I had to work a Grateful Dead concert.
Really?
Yes. And I promise you, just walking into that arena, you would not be able to pass a drug test.
Oh yeah, afterwards, you get a little buzz just walking in there.
You know, I'm being serious. I mean, I was selling pizzas. Okay, I wasn't there to sell pizzas.
You were selling pizzas, dude. You made $1 million because everybody got the munchies.
I was the most popular.
Yeah, I bet you was
Domino's guy you ever saw in your life.
How funny is that? If you had some potato chips and pizza.
I should have got like some Dorito bags.
Yes.
You know, just little bags of Doritos and had them on my belt.
Oh my goodness. How sweet would that be? So, hey, look, are you ever going to like come over and like give me a free guitar lesson or something?
Anytime.
Right.
And I'm glad you said that.
Good.
Because
I'd like to learn how to play one of these days.
That kind of leads me into something I wanted to say tonight. God asked us to use our time, our treasure, and our talent. And God has given me the ability to play guitar and create music. And I'm so thankful to have that gift. If anyone listening or watching on Facebook, if you've always wanted to learn to play guitar, here's your chance. And it's not going to cost you a dime.
How about that?
If you're willing to invest time in a Bible study, or you're willing to invest time in attending a church service, and it doesn't have to be at our church, although we would love to have you at New Life in ARAB. If you're willing to spend that time, I'm willing to invest my time in you.
How about that?
Each time you go to a Bible study, each time you go to a church service, that's one free guitar lesson.
That's awesome.
And I'm on Facebook, Christopher Greer. You can find my music at Dead Buried Risen on Facebook. If you want to take advantage of this, look me up on Facebook, and let's get going.
That's incredible. Incredible offer, by the way. All right, so what's the first song you're going to play?
This song is for a friend of mine named Big Mike. And this is a song. Danielle's heard this one before.
You're going to make me cry.
Probably. But if anybody's out there and you're struggling with something, there's a better way. And I'm fortunate that I found it before it was too late.
Amen.
So this song is called Lay Your Burdens Down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Greer.
Empty homes and empty places, empty people with empty faces, looking for anything to fill that hole inside. People found, some people lost. People think they can't afford the cost. I tell you there's a better way. If you let go of pride, you can lay those burdens down. I leave them lying on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made. Let that living water fill your soul. If you let him heal, take control. Bought with his blood and the price is already paid. So lay your burdens down. not know them well. One leads to heaven, one leads to hell. Which road will you walk? We all gotta choose. I tell you, I found a better way. You ain't gotta wait, you can start today. We all know how the story ends. The devil's gonna lose. But when we lay our burdens down, leave them lying on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made. Let that living water fill your soul. If you let him, he'll take control. Bought with his blood and the price it's already paid. So lay your burdens down and lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up, lay your burdens down. Lift him up, 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 lay your burdens down.
That was incredible. Man, I tell you what, that song will speak to your heart right there.
Thank you.
It will.
That that song's pretty, it has a lot of significance to me because it took me a long time to lay those burdens down and to realize I didn't have to carry them around.
That's it.
You know, when you're never going to get past sin, and you're never going to get past your mistakes if you keep it in a box and you pull it out and play with it
right
every day. You've got to set it down and move on.
Yeah.
And God gives you a chance to do that.
Surrender to him.
Absolutely.
Surrender to him.
His will. Not 99%. See, yeah. I listen, Pastor. I listen. 100%. Got to be sold out.
I know.
Would you like to hear another one?
Well, is Pastor going to sing with you this time?
I think Pastor's going to sing with me this time.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to slide, if you can slide your microphone just a little bit, I'll give you mine.
Okay. There we go. All right, Pastor, can you see it?
There you go.
All right, this is one that that I really enjoy playing. It's kind of a good Pentecostal church song. I mean, we kind of get excited on this. This is called Stand Up. Tired of the life that was killing him.
He stood up.
Tired of the hate filling him.
He stood up.
He decided to make a change.
He stood up.
Left behind heartache and pain.
He stood up.
Beaten down for so long. Something better was before his eyes. Lifted his voice to heaven. Heaven heard his cries. Come on now. Today I make my stand. Today I make my stand. Won't you stand with me? I'm not the same man I used to be.
I stood up.
Since his blood washed over me.
I stood up.
In love with this life I'm living.
I stood up.
I'm not perfect but forgiven.
I stood up.
I gave my life to his glory. And I'm never gonna be the same. I knelt down at the altar. I was baptized in his name. Come on now. Today I make my stand. Not giving an inch of lines drawn in the sand. I'm not backing down, not giving in. Watching on the wall, keeping out sin. Today I make my stand. Come on, stand with me.
False witnesses testified.
He stood up.
A pilot let him be crucified.
He stood up.
But no, the grave couldn't hold him.
He stood up.
3 days later, he told them.
He stood up.
He let the nails pierce his flesh so he could redeem the lost. All the sins can be forgiven. Calvary covered the cost. Come on now. Today I make my stand. Lines drawn in the sand. I'm not backing down, not giving in. Watching on the walls, keeping out sin. Today I make my stand. Come on, stand now. Today I make my stand. With God's holy word held tight in my hand. Longer in bondage, he set me free. I stand for Jesus, he stood for me. Today I make my stand. Won't you stand with me? Today I make my stand for the one who set you free. Today I make my stand.
This is Big D of the Big D Radio Show, hanging out with these famous guys.
That was great. Here's your mic back, Big D. Guys. Thank you.
Look, so I blew up your Facebook, brother, your live video. So
it's all right, man. It's all good.
Oh, me.
I love playing that song. There's just something about it. And I know you know where that song come from. I had to make a stand on something. Boy, it hurt. It was painful. It's T-ball. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, T-ball.
Yeah, I was an assistant coach on my son's team, and we love the fact that they never scheduled anything on Wednesdays or Sundays so people could go to church. And we made it to the tournaments, and we were doing so good, and because of the rain, they scheduled something on Wednesday. And me and my wife were talking about it, and it literally made us sick to our stomachs. Because we were having to choose. And I had a responsibility to those kids. And I sent Pastor Cheryl a text. You know, and he plays me like a cheap violin. But I sent Pastor Cheryl a text. And I said, look, I'm not going to be there Wednesday. Because I've got this commitment to these kids. And I have to honor it. And he said, okay, that's fine. And it took about 30 minutes. And I felt sick to my stomach, and so did Jennifer, you know, and I told her, I said, I can't do this. I just can't do this. This is not right, and this is not what I'm teaching my kids. I love those kids on that team. I love them all, but we can't go, and it's time to take a stand.
And, how about that?
You know, and I sent him a text and told him, and he was like, oh, I figured.
That's awesome. The old world of T-ball, though.
Yeah.
I remember
that day. Yeah, you remember that day. Oh, I was not happy, and neither was she.
Well, look, we appreciate you coming in, you and Pastor Derek, and, of course, you're welcome anytime. Pastor, I hope you come back and hang out with us.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll bring some food next time or something.
I think that might could be that might could be handled.
We love to eat, but we never eat in here, and we should. Because Big D loves to eat.
Well,
hard to eat and talk.
Look, yeah. I can eat and talk. Look, I can eat while everybody else is talking.
There has to be a level of professionalism. You know, you just say, and then what happened? And then go back to the peanut butter pie.
Quiet he is when he eats. He's very quiet.
Yeah. Of course I am. I just want to eat. I want to enjoy my food.
He likes his food. He wants to enjoy it. That's how he is.
Yep.
Well, thank y'all for coming in, and hopefully we will see you next Thursday at Coleman Oktoberfest. If y'all want to come hang out and get on the air with me. And,
if I'm not on a train, I'll stop.
Well, cool. Cool beans. And we're going to have fun over at Coleman Oktoberfest. So don't forget the Country Low Bull Elks Lodge. It'll be September 29th from 6 to 8. Hamburger, steak, and fish plates available for non-shrimpers. Of course, I love shrimp. Dine in or carry out. You can contact Dale Ball. one of the most famous people in Coleman at 256-339-0098, so she can sign you in. All the proceeds go to the local scholarships that they sponsor. And, of course, they're located at 1525 Brantley Avenue Northwest in Coleman, right there on top of the hill. If you don't know where the Elks Lodge at, you've been lost in Coleman, let me tell you. So, man, check us out next week on Understanding the Law. Big D with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston will be on air. And we're going to have a special guest here pretty soon. And it's going to be Sheriff Matt Gentry. So he's going to come hang out with us, if not next week, here within the next week or two. So good to have him in. And don't forget, next Thursday, Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio, will be doing live broadcast at Coleman Oktoberfest. Man, we got bunches of bands out there, good food, and it's just going to be a great time. Wednesday through Saturday, and you can check out the Cosmic Sound Mazda Miata in the little car show. So make sure you drop by and see it and say hello to me and Daniel and Melissa and Jay and everybody that's going to be there from Live 95.5.
He just called me Daniel.
He did.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Well, look, if we can get Pastor Derek to slide over, we're going to let him pray us on out of here.
All right. Lord, we thank you for this platform that we're able to talk about you and how good you are. And we're grateful, Lord, for people that have a desire to share your word and to share your love. I pray, God, for the wisdom of God to sit up on us and stay with us. And I pray that your anointing would go out into this city and to everybody that's listening and begin to draw and touch those that need healing tonight. I pray for a special touch in their bodies. Touch those that need a touch in their minds and their spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you and give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen and amen. Don't forget, check Big D out next Tuesday night, next Thursday night, Coleman Oktoberfest. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Surviving on the streets. Look at me, I'm in tatters, I'm in shatters, shattered. Friends are so alarming, and my love is never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on the street. Big ass, paper pressure, plastic bags, wretched trash, some kind of fashion.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba,
Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.